Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Couple Speak Relationship Forum on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Susan Lager, a psychotherapist and relationship coach at the Couples Center and Couples Speak in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where I broadcast live each month on Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is February 28, 2018, and I have a very, very special guest. In tonight's 45-minute podcast, I'll be meeting with Lisa McNally, an entrepreneur and certified divorce coach who has 20-plus years of experience working with divorcing individuals, couples, and families in all aspects of family law matters, including divorce, separation, child custody, co-parenting, and parental rights. She's literally a one-woman show. In this podcast, we'll be discussing what divorce coaching is, how it works, who might be a good candidate for it, its unique benefits to clients and their attorneys, and if you're interested in pursuing it, how to move forward with it. So stay tuned for an information-packed episode. Now, if you've called into the studio live and would like to ask a question or make a comment, which I always encourage, just dial 1 on your phone and you'll be in line to come on the air. Now, if you're listening by streaming and you'd like to join in live, you can call into the studio at 877-497-9046. So first, a little bit about Lisa before I bring her on. Lisa's firsthand experience with the personal, familial, psychological, and financial destruction which divorce frequently has on families is what fuels her desire to help minimize and potentially eliminate the damage families experience. As a divorce coach, Lisa supports and guides individuals experiencing divorce one-on-one, helping them navigate the often lengthy, stressful, and convoluted process in a more dignified way. Her clients benefit by having her by their side to help them make the best possible decisions for themselves and for their children based on their unique interests, needs, concerns, and goals. Lisa is dedicated to helping the parents and children she works with live happy, healthy, secure, and fulfilling lives. And Lisa has also co-authored a best-selling Amazon book, Divorce, Taking the High Road, Simple Strategies for Creating a Healthy Divorce. You can find it on Amazon, and I think you'll really benefit by reading it. And in addition, she currently has a Facebook group for women named Women Conquering Divorce. That can be reached at www.facebook.com/groups/Women Conquering Divorce/. Lisa herself can be reached at 603-617-0816. Or if you prefer to email her, her email address is Lisa McNally, that's LISAMCNALLY 2015@gmail.com. And her website is lisamcnally.com. Now, if you'd like more information about divorce coaching, you can go to bestinterestcoaching.com/divorce-coaching/. That's bestinterestcoaching.com/divorce-coaching/. And now, drum roll, please. Hello, Lisa. Welcome to my show.
Hi, Susan. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I've been very excited about doing this show with you. This is a very, very, very timely subject that comes up a lot in my work, and I know it's central to your work. So I'm really looking forward to learning more about divorce coaching from you and helping listeners get a sense of what it is and what it's not. And I wonder, you've made reference in your bio about firsthand experience which inspired you to do this work, and I'm wondering if you could say something about that.
I'd be happy to, Susan. I have myself been divorced, and that was after a very long-term marriage with many ups and downs and lots of twists and turns, including two children during that time frame. And I saw and experienced firsthand how difficult it is to be able to navigate your way through the divorce process while maintaining everything else that's happening in your life. So you have a lot of different things coming at you at one time. You're still trying to be a great parent. Sometimes you're trying to be a great parent with somebody who may not have been a great parent during the marriage. And it really just complicates things to then have the court process involved and trying to really get through a lot of different conflicts that erupt out of nowhere sometimes. So that would be really my firsthand experience. And having experienced that myself, I absolutely understand where people are coming from, what they may be experiencing, and how I handled that and how I would have handled it had I known and had the support that I give my clients.
That's so great that your own experience fueled you to help other people through this process, because I know I've worked with a lot of clients, unfortunately, who are either, you know, a few now, who are going through this process or have gone through this process, and it is such a groaningly full plate, and they're often really at a loss for what decisions they need to make when and how to balance all of it. It's a second and third full-time job, basically. That's what they say about it. And there's so much trauma involved in it. So, you know, my sense is that any kind of help that would be some kind of hand-holding or cheerleading or information, and we'll talk about what it is, would be so, so important for people. And it sounds like you do that. You know what that is.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I do. Really, I'm filling a major void between the therapy track and the legal track. So I'm really kind of filling that space in between where people have often gotten very lost in the process and feel overwhelmed and really end up experiencing some very difficult times during that time frame in their lives, when in reality it doesn't have to be that way. They just really need to have the help that's qualified to be able to get them through that process in an easier way.
Yeah, and people are very, very loath to be calling their lawyers, who often charge almost $400 an hour, $325, $350 an hour, and you know, the lawyers are very keyed into the legal aspects, but not the where the legal interface with the emotional. So it obviously fills an important niche. So I'm wondering if we could talk about what exactly is divorce coaching and how is it different? How would you see it as different from working with a divorce attorney?
Well, in divorce coaching, I really am not giving legal advice. So I like to say that right up front. The legal aspect of the case is up to the attorneys, and my role really comes in all other areas. So just as you said a moment ago, the attorneys really are focusing on the legal aspects of the case, and they're not oftentimes in tune with what's happening with their clients in life that surrounds the case itself. So as a divorce coach, I'm working with my clients and helping them to navigate their way through the process by being organized, by understanding what the process is, by understanding all of the small pieces that go along with the process. So when we're talking about a divorce process, if it's going to be a litigated divorce, it could, you know, involve such things as temporary hearings and discovery and, trial preparation and things of that nature. And while the attorney's focusing on the legal aspects of that and preparing the case itself to go to court, I'm working with my client and helping my client understand all of those different aspects. So I'm helping them to understand what the lingo is. I'm helping them to understand what is expected. How does it work? I mean, oftentimes, sometimes clients really don't even understand what a hearing is all about and what happens at a hearing, who attends a hearing, what do I need to bring to a hearing. So that's really, even just on the basic level, that's kind of where we start. We start with educating them about what to expect and what all of the legal terms are that they're going to probably be experiencing along that journey.
So you serve a major educational role about teaching people about this process, what they can expect and what they need to do in order to bring their best self and, you know, be best represented in this. And I wonder, do you explain the difference? I have found a lot of ignorance in clients about the differences, you know. So they, for instance, they will plow forward and file and initiate a litigated divorce instead of considering a possibly collaborative divorce. Is that the kind of stuff that you would also educate them about?
Absolutely. The education is incredible, Susan. It really covers a vast number of topics. So I could be educating my client about the alternatives to going to litigation. So those may be mediation. It could be collaborative law. It could be, just simply negotiating. It could be an attorney negotiated agreement. So we talk about those types of things. We talk about how to prepare for things. So, for instance, when I'm working with clients that are going to be going into the mediation process, I'm working with my clients to help them get prepared. So I'm talking to them about what's important to them. What are they willing to give up? What are they not willing to give up? What's behind their wants and their needs and their desires as it relates to going into the mediation process? What are they going to expect when they go into mediation? Who might be in the room? Who may not be in the room? What perhaps can they do if they go into the mediation process and things aren't working for them, or they get stressed out, or something's happening and they feel the need to take a break? We also prepare all of their paperwork. So when you're going into a mediation process, of course, you're going in to really discuss the issues. So with my clients, oftentimes we go over the issues that are important to them as well as the issues that aren't so important to them. We talk about the issues that may be more important to their spouse so that they're prepared to know what their spouse might bring up in the mediation process. We prepare such things as their expense worksheets. So oftentimes a lot of clients that really don't know any better won't receive any information from their attorneys until a couple days before it's time for mediation or a couple days before it's time to go into a hearing. And so what I do is I take the surprises out of the process for them. I prepare them way in advance. I educate them about the fact that there's a good chance that your attorney is going to be looking for an expense worksheet from you. There's a good chance that your attorney is going to be looking for a financial affidavit from you. There's a good chance that your attorney might want to know what your cost of living is, okay? So depending on the issues in their particular case, and every client is different, except they often all have similar issues as well, is where I take my lead. And so we're looking at those things very early in the process. So when their attorneys are requesting the information, they have it ready to go. You have to realize that a lot of the information that might be requested in a financial affidavit, for example, may be information that is going to also take my client a week or so to get from somebody else that they need to wait to get it from. And so if they're only hearing about that a couple days before mediation or before a hearing, they are very short on time, or they may not even have the ability to get that done properly.
So important kind of organizational functions and anticipation, which I would imagine is so key for people who are frozen. I've dealt with so many clients who talk about the volume of things they're facing, and they are frozen. And it sounds like you help them break it down and, kind of put it into some kind of an order and an understanding for them so that they're, they know what they need to do.
Absolutely. It really is about helping them with that journey and helping them to understand where that journey is going to take them. I oftentimes will tell my clients that think of me as your GPS. Okay, we know where you want your journey to take you or where it may take you. So I'm going to help you plan out that route. I'm going to help you understand what's going to happen along that journey. And there are going to be other people that are involved in that journey. So such as your attorney, it may be your therapist, it could be a financial advisor, it could be a real estate broker. Okay, so whomever it is along the journey, I'm also educating them about what their roles are, what you can expect from them, how you can communicate with them, how you can prepare to communicate with them, and really how to maximize their time outside of the legal process, so without their attorney involved, so that they can maximize their time outside that process and without their attorney, so that they can minimize the cost and really the stress and overwhelm and anxiety that goes along with that.
I'm sure it makes such a difference for people. And I'm wondering, who would you see, obviously people facing a divorce, but who would be a good candidate for it? Would they need to be in a particular phase of divorce, or do you see it as appropriated for people in a litigated divorce as well as people in a collaborative divorce? I mean, who would you see as appropriate candidates for this?
My clients come from all aspects of that. So I could start working with someone before any divorce has been started. And what we typically do in that instance is we really start that planning process. Sometimes we talk about what's behind the divorce. You know, are you sure that this is what you need to do? Should you be meeting with a counselor and talking through some of those things? What do you need to do to prepare, okay, and to make sure that you're making the right decision? And so if I'm working with somebody prior to a divorce being initiated, we're oftentimes starting to gather information. The best time to gather information, especially financial information, is before the divorce process has happened, because once the divorce process is initiated, people become more on guard about what they share and what they won't share. So they really start protecting the information that they have and not necessarily wanting to share it without being told that they have to, perhaps by the court. So it's oftentimes a really good opportunity prior to start gathering that information. And,
it's never too late. It sounds like it's never too late in
right.
the process.
It really is never too late.
They're on the front end.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely. So it could be any – I meet my clients wherever they are in the process.
Okay. Now, I'm wondering, just one side question about the collaborative divorce clients. In a collaborative divorce, they have a team, they have a financial advisor, and they have a therapist who's on board, and, they obviously have the attorneys. Would you see yourself as having any overlap with any of those people, or it's still uniquely different, the kind of education and hand-holding as uniquely different?
It's still very, very different. So as a divorce coach, I'm really helping them prepare for that process. I'm providing my clients with the support outside that process and helping them to sometimes do the research that they need to do in order to make decisions that are in their best interest, not just now, but looking at a future, having a future focus. So interestingly enough, my qualifications and my experience and my credentials include many of those other types of professions. So that really gives me an advantage when I'm working with my clients, because I really can anticipate a lot of what's going to happen, a lot of what may come up in that process, and I can help my clients work through those things before they're even sitting at a table with everyone trying to reach agreement.
Well, it's very funny when you read through your credentials, and anybody contacting you will probably have this experience, you would think you were 200 years old because you've had such training, you've had advanced training and certifications in you know, real estate and in financial analysis and in all kinds of stuff. You were guardian ad litem work. So I would think that that could only really help, because you have a firsthand understanding about those worlds and what they're looking at and, you know, what the realities of those things are. So I would think that would be a tremendous, tremendous advantage for you. Now,
it really is. It's for me as well as my clients, of course. But it's really evolved over the years. So as I have moved through this process with many, many clients, I've really pursued more and more education in the areas that I found were most critical to be able to have extended knowledge in for them. So, yes, so mm-hmm. it does come into play quite a bit with my clients.
Yeah, I mean, we could have another whole show, Lisa, on when you found the time to do all this, but that's another whole subject. Now,
time management.
I'm wondering about, yeah, right. I'm wondering about how it works. So if somebody's interested, you know, what could they expect in the way of cost and the cost differential? Would they need to give you a retainer? Would they only get to you via a referral? I mean, how does it work operationally in terms of starting the process?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I do is I offer a free initial consultation. And prior to the consultation, my interested potential clients would complete a questionnaire letting me know, kind of giving me a synopsis of what's happening and what's most important to them right now. So once they've done that, we meet with each other. And really during that time, Susan, I'm spending some time assessing where they're at in the process. I'm assessing whether or not, because I really want to make sure that the services that I'm providing are beneficial to my clients. And of course, I feel that they are beneficial to, you know, or could be beneficial to anyone, but you really have to have somebody that's also interested in and values that as well. And so once I've done that and determined that they are appropriate and that I feel like we're a good fit to work with each other in the coaching process, then I will talk to them about the potential number of sessions that they may need in order to get through the process of their divorce. So remember I said earlier, sometimes I meet up with them when it's prior to starting a divorce. Sometimes it's in the middle of a divorce. Sometimes it's towards the end. And quite frankly, sometimes I work with people that are in post-divorce situations because not only my divorce coaching piece of it fits in line with that for post-divorce type of matters, but also so does my health coaching experience. So I help them through the entire process in that way. And so we really try to assess what they might need as far as my services go. So I typically will determine that once I've met with them and talked to them about where they're at in the process. I talk to them about how the case has been going so far. So seems to be a case that is going to settle relatively quickly as long as we put our noses to the grind and really move through it, then it's going to require fewer sessions. If I mm-hmm. feel that it's a very contentious divorce and it's going to be a litigated type of situation that may go on for several months, then it's going to require more sessions. So oftentimes on that instance, I will typically start them out with a 6-month package that mm-hmm. includes 12 or 24 sessions, depending on what they may need. for support from me. So if they need to speak with me once a week, speak with me twice a month, or whatever the case might be, then that's how we determine which package will work best for them. So it's really kind of tailored to their specific needs.
Okay. And do you require that they give you a retainer?
My clients will usually pay up front for my services because I do a discount if you pay for the package in its entirety up front. If you choose to go with a payment plan, that they'll usually put down a month's worth of coaching sessions at the beginning, and then they will pay as they go. So it'll be like a monthly payment plan for them.
Okay. And could you just mm-hmm. give a ballpark figure of a percentage less than they would pay calling their attorney, who's usually charging at least $375 an hour? You know, what could they expect to save by using your services and paying you instead for a lot of the hand holding and the education and the mm-hmm. preparation and all of that stuff?
Mm-hmm. It is a significant amount of money, Susan. I can tell you that I have a client who's from Arizona, and she was originally quoted, her attorney originally quoted her that it was going to be about $6,000. That was the retainer fee mm-hmm. that she was requiring, and she said it's likely to go over that. Okay. So mm-hmm. she did retain the attorney because she felt that she needed to have that legal representation. However, she also signed up to do divorce coaching. And she and I, working together, ended up being able to work on almost everything outside of the process. And before they got to their hearing, we were able to resolve all of the issues just through our discussions and preparing a settlement proposal that we put together, and then her attorney took that proposal. We tweaked a couple things, and then the attorney presented it. So she was able to save her retainer fee. I think she ended up getting through maybe $2,500 of that. So it was a significant savings. And I can give you example after example of how many clients of mine have saved just an enormous amount of money being able to do. They're really doing a lot of this work on their own with my guidance.
Yeah, well, you're coaching them and you're mm-hmm. empowering them, and you're also mm-hmm. addressing one of the biggest obstacles that people face for getting informed. They don't want to be on the phone with their attorney, bugging their attorney, who often doesn't get back to them in a timely way, or mm-hmm. Is charging exorbitant fees. So they'll mm-hmm. kind of gloss over things or avoid things, so it's great. Now, I'm wondering, just before I stop, because we have some people in the studio, I don't know if anybody wants to ask a question, but before that, it doesn't sound like you need somebody to make a referral. People can just call you directly, and that's fine, right?
That's correct, yes. Although many of my clients are referred by past clients or other professionals that have referred them in. It's not a requirement. They can reach out to me directly, and then we can meet with each other to see if we make a good fit.
Okay. Sounds like one of the advantages in your field in coaching is that you do not have to be physically in each other's presence. That in, you know, I have a coaching credential myself, and I know that that was one of the big leaps for me that I had to make, to recognize that the bulk of the work is done on the phone or Skype or VZ, you know, it's done online, mm-hmm. FaceTime, and people don't have the expectation that they have to see you face-to-face the way they generally do for therapy. So it sounds like one wonderful thing is that you can deal with people who come from anywhere.
I do. Yes, absolutely I do. And my clients are from all over the country. And it's very
great.
Interesting because they can be even outside of the country. And because I'm not giving legal advice and I'm not required to be, trained in the laws of their particular state or country, the support that I'm giving is really applicable to anyone going through the divorce process.
Yeah, that's excellent. Excellent. Now, I'd like to ask any of our callers, we have several callers who are live in the studio, if any of you have a question or you'd like to make a comment, this is your opportunity. You have about 30 seconds. No, but this would be your opportunity to ask the expert or just share something with Lisa. No takers. Lisa, I told you people are often very shy, you know, and then I'll get contacted afterward by people who listened or comments, and they'll say, yeah, I wish I had asked this. All right, but if you have a question, guys out there, don't be afraid to press the one button on your phone, and it'll show up in my studio as a question, and if you know, hopefully we'll have time to take it, or even just a comment. Now, I guess the next question is already self-evident based on the conversation we've had. The question was, what would you see as the benefits to clients unique to this process? And I think you've already answered that question about all the things they'll learn and the support that they'll get and the preparation and the organizational help and just the education. Is there anything else that you would that we haven't discussed that you would say would be as a benefit to clients unique to this process?
Well, Susan, a lot of times what I hear from clients is that one of the biggest things for them, although, you know, all of these are very important, one of the biggest things for them is having someone that they feel that they can truly talk to about what's happening, that understands the logistics of what's happening with them and the demands that are being put on them and the stresses that they're going through, really knowing how that they're being kind of bombarded from different directions with demands from different people in their lives at this point, and helping them to learn how to communicate with everyone, including their soon-to-be ex-spouse, including their children, and how to really move through those types of conversations and manage their own feelings around those and how they may be more productive in how they communicate with them.
That's a critical thing. That comes up in my work with people going through this process. How you engage and how you might engage with a soon-to-be ex-spouse who's very provocative or stalking you on the phone or with texts, and, you know, how you take the high road, but how you also take care of yourself and your children, how you maintain your integrity and how you're clear about what you need. Sounds like you also try to help people address their hopes. You keep in mind their hopes for the future relationship as if they have children as co-parents.
Absolutely. We do a lot of work on how to be a good co-parent, but how not to be stepped on all the time. So one of the things I'd like to mention that I do on a regular basis within my Women Conquering Divorce Facebook group is that I've titled Mondays Ladies Night. And so every Monday night I hold a 90-minute workshop, if you will, or discussion. We all kind of get together and chat, and it's usually around a certain topic. So January, I did a series on relationship boundaries, and that really we touched on relationship boundaries with everyone, you know, everyone that they might be touching in their relationships in the divorce process, their children, their soon-to-be ex-spouses, their attorneys, everybody that may be coming into their lives, and how to kind of organize that and streamline it and set those boundaries so they're not taxing them and burning themselves out and really just kind of withering away at the process.
That's excellent. It's, you know, all the associated issues. It's not just about the legal stuff and all that they need to prepare, but having a voice and being clear about things like boundaries. It sounds like through that group, there's a lot of support, you know, because this is often so isolating for people. So it must be a real breath of fresh air for people to have a place able to voice their. I'm sure. Now, what would you, in the interest of
Oh my gosh,
time,
I will say something about that, Susan. One thing I'll say about that is that if you were to go in the group and look around, the comments that the women make in there, it's really about discussing with each other and providing each other with support. I do some educational pieces in there, and I do a lot of free things for them to help them in other ways. But, you know, when they start talking in there, they're really talking about it being kind of a sisterhood for them. And they really talk to each other, and it's just incredible. It's really, you know, it really touches your heart to see how they're coming together and supporting each other.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's so compelling for you. You sound very passionate about it. It sounds like you love the work, and you know you're really making a difference. And you see a lot of bonding among the women, which is probably very, very heartening. Now, what would you say the benefits to attorneys would be? If there's an attorney on the line and they're thinking, okay, how would you see this as benefiting them?
Well, I can speak from an attorney's comments to me, which is I have much better clients when they're working with you as a divorce coach. And basically what they mean by that is that their clients are more organized. Their clients are more knowledgeable. Their clients are not surprised by things. Their clients are often prepared emotionally, if you will, when it comes to going into court or meeting with them. They're more on point and focused. And the attorney is typically relieved about that because they can really focus in on what their role is, which is the legal aspects of that case. So when, you know, when the typical attorney is meeting with a client that's not working with a divorce coach, they oftentimes spend a lot of time listening to what happened when we exchanged the children last week, what, you know, why I'm upset about this, what's going on with that. Well, my clients have had those discussions with me, and I've educated them about the fact that they don't really, you know, it's not something that they is going to be something that they should bring up with their attorney unless it's really critical to their case. And so we really kind of cut to the chase, and that's what we enable the attorney to do, is to really look at the facts of the case and have clients that are prepared to do that as well.
So their work with their clients can be much more focused on what they need to be focusing on, and they're not dealing with all the other stuff that can really get everything all slogged down.
Absolutely, and it makes for better results. Because if my client is prepared to talk to their attorney about what they really truly want to get out of that divorce, because my client and I have done the work on that outside of the legal process, then my client can go in and really communicate that, not just communicate what they want, but why they want it and why they should be able to have it and why it's in their best interest or their children's best interest. And then the attorney has what they need to be able to wrap that into their arguments for the court. And oftentimes that's what makes or breaks, you know, the court's order at the end of the process. It makes for a better order that comes from the court or a better negotiated agreement at that if it's being negotiated.
That's great. So they're more prepared. And the information is coming in as it should be in a timely way, and the clients have anticipated with you already what they need, what they require. It sounds like it's a much more streamlined, much more effective process with the attorney. And they also don't have clients, I would think, calling them all hours of the night, because attorneys really dread that. You know, I've worked with a number of attorneys about.
They do.
Getting these calls.
It taxes their relationship with each other.
Absolutely.
They start to feel, you know, it gets very difficult on both sides of that relationship. And so when they have clients that they know are calling for a reason, and that it's because it truly has to do with a legal aspect of their case, that's one thing. But if they feel like their client's calling on a regular basis to complain that, you know, the soon-to-be ex-spouse didn't return Johnny's sweatshirt when he dropped him off the other day, then that becomes a problem, you know, and not just for the attorney, but for the client who's paying for that time. I have a woman that was in my group where she said that she received an itemized invoice from her attorney for emails that she had sent in back, and they were choppy because she wasn't, at that time, she wasn't being coached. So she really didn't know how to formulate a really good structured email that had exactly what it needed. And because she went back and forth, she racked up over $5,000 in fees, attorney's fees, just to have her attorney review and respond to choppy emails that went back and forth for about 4 days.
Wow. Yeah. No, I've heard about things like that going on, you know, in my work as a therapist, working with people who are divorcing, which gets to a question I hadn't thought about. As a therapist, working with you, and I really look forward to working with you because this comes up so frequently in my work as well.
Mm.
I would imagine you also have some conversation with the therapist about where one aspect of the work leaves off and the other needs to begin, so that it's clear the kinds of things the therapist needs to focus on versus the kinds of things you're focusing on, so there isn't duplication?
Absolutely, yes. And I am open to meeting with my clients' therapists to talk to them and educate them, because oftentimes right now there are therapists that aren't really familiar with what the divorce coach's role is and how to work with a divorce coach. Some may think that it's going to cross over, but it really doesn't. We stay very separate in what we do for our clients. And so I'm always more than happy. In fact, I encourage a discussion between myself and their therapist, so we can kind of work that out from the beginning, and we know which track we're each on and how we're going to do that.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to doing that with you, because I think you're filling a very needed niche. And I could see how it would, for me as a therapist, it would free me up to work on related issues in a deeper way. There are things that, clients will ask or be agonizing about that I don't, as a therapist, I don't fully understand. I'm not, as informed as you are about. So it would at times it's hard for me to assess how to sort of help them with that. So yeah, that would be a very, I would think that that's a very key thing, to have some conversation with the therapist also, so that there's coordination. Now, I have just one more question before we stop, because we're going to have to stop in 3 minutes, believe it or not. How would somebody move forward with the divorce coaching at this point? What's the best way? I'll repeat how people can get hold of you, but what would be the best way to proceed if somebody wants to proceed?
The very best way to be able to move forward would be to visit my calendar and to choose a day and a time that would work best for them to schedule a meeting with me. And it's very easy to remember. It's www.lisascalendar.com. And that will lead them directly to my calendar, where I have open appointments. I do tell people that if for some reason you don't find an available appointment that will work for you, you are more than welcome to email me. And my email address, again, is lisamcnally2000@gmail.com. And I'm more than happy to try to accommodate whatever schedule they may have. I work with people that have varying job schedules, and, of course, the schedules with children. And sometimes they want to be able to talk to me when their spouse isn't in the hearing distance, if you will, if they're still living together. So I do whatever I can do to help my clients find the time to speak with me.
That's great. So, and the URL is www.lisascalendar.com?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for your wealth of information and just for your presence filling such a needed role. I know that we're going to be working together. I can't wait to see it happen. you know, as we're speaking, I think we may be sharing a client already, but I look forward to more of that. And my hope is that other therapists and attorneys and laymen, you know, people going through a divorce will hear the show, and it will prompt them to make use of your services. So thank you again. And again, anybody wanting to contact Lisa can reach her at her lisascalendar.com or lisamcnally2015@gmail.com, or just go to Lisa's website. You'll learn more about her, www.lisamcnally.com. And McNally doesn't have an A in the Mac. It's MC. Now, correct. Anyone on the fence about getting a divorce, who is not really sure about a direction for the marriage, can contact me about setting up a discernment counseling session. It's a brief form of treatment designed to help couples find clarity about a direction for their marriage. And I'm the only therapist in New Hampshire at this point, to my knowledge, who's done the advanced training and is certified in this work. So, you know, that's before you would ever get to Lisa, just making a decision about a direction for the marriage. It's very, very unique, a very unique treatment designed to help you find clarity about staying in the marriage as it is or moving toward a divorce or working on reconciliation and repair. And I can be reached at 603-431-7131. Now, my next episode will be on Wednesday, March 28th. And the topic will be announced soon. I'll be letting you know if I'll have a guest. And Lisa, again, thank you. Thank you and good night.
Oh, thank you, Susan. And I look forward to working with you as well. Thank you for having me here.
Okay, you're welcome. Take care.
Good night.